Good evening. I'm Mangino. With me on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Richard Rafferty, and we are going to talk about the issues that people are dealing with when it comes to excruciating pain in their lower back, in their neck. Sometimes we're talking about pain that travels down arms and legs, sciatica. If you've been diagnosed with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc, or stenosis, you want to avoid surgery. I know you do. I don't know of anybody who looks forward to the opportunity of experiencing surgery. There is real relief that is possible for you. And we're not talking about another effort to try to mask the pain, because you've gone through all of that, haven't you? Some way of dealing with pain management. You want the pain to go, but wouldn't it be great if the pain went away because your back was healthy once again? That can happen. Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh has a system called intradisc neutrosis that puts your back in a position to heal, and then once it's healed, gets you in a system to where you will continue to heal until your discs are healthy, just as the other ones are in your back. With us right now, once again, Dr. Richard Rafferty. And Doctor, this is a wonderful thing that you were doing at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, because we're not talking about covering up the pain. We're talking about just masking the pain, getting some temporary relief. We're talking about doing something that almost no one else in medicine talks about. And it's about getting what was once unhealthy to be completely healthy again. And you do that with intradisc neutrosis.
Thank you, Mandy. You know, yes, it is very exciting. And it's great news for disc patients that, like you said, have tried so many other things, but realizing that they always end up back where they started, back in pain, frustrated, and looking for the next thing to try. Because everything that they've been offered and everything they've tried was all geared, like you said, towards pain management or pain relief. They were never designed to fix the problem or heal the disc. And that's, yes, what we are doing at the Disc Institute is we are able to fix the problem, get the disc to heal, and then the patient turns their situation around once and for all.
And even if correct me if I'm wrong, but even the surgery that people can go to and get done is just another aspect of pain relief, pain management. That isn't about fixing the problem either. Am I correct on that?
You are absolutely correct. What is so sad is so many times, because patients have been disappointed and they've tried everything and the pain is just consuming their life, they do the surgery hoping that that's going to be the end of it, that that's going to finally get them in a place that they're going to be able to have a good life again. And like you said, you're absolutely correct. It does not fix the problem, and therefore the disc will continue to die, continue to degenerate, and in a matter of time, according to statistics, and most of us know patients that have experienced this, you're right back where you started and you need another surgery. A lot of times patients do the surgery and yet the pain still lingers and they still end up on pain medication even though they've had surgery.
Wow. Let me ask you this. Can someone have an initial spinal surgery to alleviate the pain and then still potentially be a candidate for you and your program?
That's a great question. Yes, because we've had a lot of patients that have done our program after having 1, 2, 3 surgeries. The key is I will evaluate the MRI to determine if they're a good candidate. And in the process of evaluation, what I'm looking for is there still enough disc to work with that if we can get the disc to stop dying and heal, will it repair? Will it rebuild? And that's the case. If that's the case, then they can still do our program and they're still a good candidate.
All right. So what we're talking about here is if the disc is dying, then you can give it what it needs to be able to fully function the way that it was intended to. However, if the disc is already dead, you don't have the capacity of bringing it back to life.
Yes, if it's too far gone. And that's where, you know, what we're doing at the Disc Institute is actually really pretty simple. And I don't say simple in the sense that it's, you know, an easy fix or anything like that. It's definitely something that we, you know, takes some work, et cetera, but it's so effective. And yes, what we're doing is we're working with the body's own ability to heal. Your body is designed to keep your disc healthy all the way through your life. But what can happen is due to spinal injuries, spinal traumas, you can lose the ability to get get circulation into the disc. And without good circulation, the disc is living tissue. It will begin to break down. It will begin to degenerate. The tissue begins to die. And that's when you start to get conditions showing up, like bulging, herniation, et cetera. And those conditions end up causing the symptoms and then drives all the pain. And so it's one of those situations where if you can fix the problem, which is what we're doing at the Disc Institute, you can get the body to stop dying, begin to heal, and then begin to take care of the disc ongoing.
You've been doing this now 12 years?
This year we're going to be entering into our 13th year here in Pittsburgh, and the Disc Institute's been around since for about 15, 16 years.
And I'm sure a lot of people who are listening right now are thinking, okay, yeah, I remember hearing the radio ads, maybe seeing something in the paper, television ads, but you get a lot of referrals that are sent your way because of the success that you've had for now these 12 going on 13 years right here in Pittsburgh.
It's been really exciting. And, you know, Pittsburgh's as Bill Hillgrove would say, it's a big, small town, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, we've been doing what we've been saying that we can do for all these years. And yes, we're getting a lot of referrals from doctors, we're getting referrals from former patients, and it's been very exciting. I always enjoy meeting a patient that comes in who already knows somebody who did the program.
If you want to find out how this can work for you, you can get your complimentary MRI evaluation. There's no cost or obligation for the evaluation to determine if you are a candidate for the program. If you want to find out, then I encourage you, please, call this number. It's 412-906-9600. 412-906-9600, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. If you are dealing with severe neck or back pain, pain that goes down your arms and legs, you're dealing with sciatica, you've been diagnosed with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc or stenosis, and you want to avoid spinal surgery and you want your life back, please call this number, 412-906-9600. More with Dr. Rafferty in a moment on KDK Radio. Once again, I'm Angino, along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Their website is pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. Doctor, what can people find? What can they expect to see when they go to your website?
Well, Angino, the first thing that I would suggest is if they scroll down about halfway on the first page, there's a great video there. It's less than 10 minutes. It's called Regenerative Biology. And I really recommend that if you have a few minutes to listen to that, you'll really understand what we're doing at the Disc Institute and how we are able to fix the problem. The video is about the physiology of the disc in the spinal joint and how it is designed to function. And it talks about what happens when that mechanism is lost. That's what the problem is. And then it goes into some detail about how we're able to fix that problem and turn things around at the Disc Institute.
Intradisc neutrosis, is this available anywhere or only with you here?
Only at the Disc Institute.
And what's special about this?
Well, it really always comes back to the fact that we're able to fix the problem. And, you know, that's one of the first things that I talk about when I get to meet the patients, is to let them know, most importantly, what the problem is, what went wrong. Remember, I mentioned earlier that your discs are designed to stay healthy all the way through your life.
Mm-hmm.
But due to injury, the mechanism designed to take care of the disc is lost. And so if you want your disc to stop dying and begin to heal and repair, you have to address the problem. You have to get that pump mechanism functioning again. So when our patients leave our program, their natural physiology, their pump mechanism is on the job, taking care of their disc again the way it was designed to before it was lost due to injury.
And one of those patients joining us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Marissa is joining us. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
I understand that not only are you a patient of the doctor's, but you are also one that plays the harp?
Yes, that's what I do.
That is your profession?
Harpist. Yes, I'm a harp. I perform in the area as well as teach the harp.
Oh, my goodness. That is so cool. Can I ask you one question about this before we get to your back?
Sure.
How do you decide that you want to play the harp? I mean, it isn't as though...
I get that question a lot.
Yes.
I get that question a lot because, you know, not everybody plays the harp. You know, in my world, it's a big thing, you know. It's a normal thing, but I guess in most people's world, you know, the harp is not so normal. But I grew up in a family of musicians, and so from a very young age, I was exposed to the symphony, and,
okay.
You know, I just saw how beautiful the harp was as a little girl, and when I was six, I began piano lessons, and then when I was 10, my parents said, well, what other instrument would you like to play? And I said, I wanted to play the harp. And so they got me a little harp for Christmas.
Aww.
When I was 10. And I just started lessons, and from there, it went.
There you go.
With music, yeah.
So
yeah.
You are dealing with this pain in your back or in your neck?
In my back. It actually started there, and the pain went down my right leg.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How did that affect your ability to play?
Oh, well, it was obviously... you know, not helpful, just because the nature of playing the harp, you're sitting in a position. It's a full body instrument, you know, so I use my legs too to move the pedals.
Right.
So just sitting and practicing for, you know, a good amount of time, you'd get up and I would be in a lot of pain. Like, I could not, you know, sit and practice for a long time, you know, as soon as this pain really set in, which started the beginning of last year is when it really kind of suddenly came on and severely came on. So I would have to take more breaks. And I just remember being in like an orchestra rehearsal where you're sitting for a good 2-3 hours and just having to stand up because I can't sit, you
right.
know? And so, yeah, it really disrupted my life and my career. I mean, I remember I played a concerto with the Edgewood Symphony. And that was difficult just because I was in so much pain needing to do it. But, you know, the show must go on, right?
Of
course. I did it anyway. Mm-hmm.
Did it affect your personal life too, Marissa?
Well, yes, because I had just had a baby a month before the pain really set in and was severe. So just to sit with my baby, to put him in the crib, everything
yes.
was painful. And I also have he was 3 at the time, now 4, another son who I'm trying to chase around. And, you know, as a mom with young kids, being in pain is really not, it does not work.
No, you don't have time for this.
No.
So what did you try before you heard of Dr. Rafferty?
So I had about, you know, a month after this pain just got to be to the point where I couldn't sleep. I mean, I couldn't get in a position at night where I was not in pain in
right.
any way I could manipulate my body, either sleeping. So I would wake up throughout the night and, I couldn't get solid, restful sleep. And about a month after that, I decided to seek out chiropractic work.
Okay.
So, and I did chiropractic and physical therapy for a good 3 months, I would say.
And ultimately, not the relief you were looking for.
Right, yeah. I mean, okay. It did give me some temporary pain, mm-hmm. but it never solved anything.
So you finally decided to take Dr. Rafferty up on his offer of a complimentary MRI evaluation and decided to go and let him take a look and then listen to him explain how your back works. And then at some point, do you remember when you were just convinced, I'm doing this? And what put you over the top?
Well, I mean, at that point, you know, I was in so much pain, and I had gone onto the website and I watched the video that Dr. Rafferty was just talking about. And I think that is a really good source of information. And it just made sense to me. And, you know, I wanted to do this in a way that I could have my a natural healing for my body versus drugs. And because I, you know, through the time when I was in so much pain, I was taking like somewhere between 600 to 800 milligrams of ibuprofen, you know, and I hated that. I hated that, but that was the only way to give, you know, my body some type of relief. And obviously it wasn't good because that's having other side effects in my body. And so I was really just trying to seek out. That's why I wanted the chiropractic work and physical therapy to, I wanted them to work for me because it was like a natural way to heal the body.
Okay.
So when I just, you know, researched the Disc Institute, went to the information session, it just made sense to me that just by the discs pumping that your body would be able to heal itself. And I was like, well, I could either try this or, you know, do something that is, there's no return, which is when you get surgery, you know? So it just seemed like the obvious next step for me. I was like, what can I lose?
Where are you now mm-hmm. in the process? How are you feeling?
So,
how's your back moving? How's the mobility? How's holding that harp?
Yeah. So I started the program last August, mid-August,
mm-hmm.
Finished up beginning of December.
Okay.
It was like the first week of December. And about halfway through the process, I was feeling so much different. Like the pain was just decreasing all the time.
Nice.
And by the time I was done with the program, I was literally pain-free. I would say I was sleeping well again at night. I could sit and hold my baby or play the harp and not be in any pain. You know, it was just when you, these are things in life that you take for granted when, you know, everything's fine. But as soon as like something like this in your life gets disrupted and you can't do these normal things you should be able to do, it's devastating. So I really appreciate now, and I don't take for granted being out of this pain. I would say, you know, your body's always going to, I mean, I'm still like probably healing, but I am the only time I feel any type of pain is when I'm not moving. I have to keep my body moving. And then this is also just goes back to being natural and what we're supposed to be doing with our body. So I got sick with the stomach bug like a week or so ago, and I was just in bed all day. And that was the only time I had like any type of pain in my back. But as soon as I got moving again, which is kind of the basis for the program, just to be moving those discs, the pain went away. So, I just can't say enough about how I started on a scale of 1 to 10. I was like at that 10 in pain, and now I'm at a 0. So,
that is wonderful. I bet you can play the harp and hold the baby at the same time. Marissa, thank you so much for joining us this evening. All the best to you in your career.
It's a pleasure.
And with
thank
the two
you.
Little ones, and looking forward to hearing how you continue to get better and better and stay great as the years go by, too. Thank you, Marissa.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marissa.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Doctor, real quick, it's just remarkable about how this works, and it works so effectively. And she talked about feeling great. She's going to continue to get better and better from this point forward. And I want to encourage everybody right now to pick up the phone and make this call, 412-906-9600, to the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, 412-906-9600. More in a moment with Dr. Rafferty on KDK Radio. I'm Angino. We are joined by Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, and we just had on Marissa a moment ago before the news headlines. She is the mother of two, a new baby recently, and a three-year-old, and she's also a professional harp player and has been dealing with tremendous pain and has gone through the program and said that she went from a 10 down to a 0. And, Doc, if I remember our conversations correctly, to whatever extent she's feeling no pain now, she's going to get healthier and healthier as the weeks and months and year or more go by. Is that true?
That's the best part of it is, you know, we spend time during the program to stop the degenerative process. And then the body will begin to heal and a regenerative process will begin. And that mechanism that we're focused on, that physiology, is the mechanism for self-repair. It says right in the anatomy books, and, you know, we're all taught this as you go through your education in healthcare, that this mechanism is designed to take care of the disc. And once you get that physiology back, the body will take over. And that, yes, that, to answer your question, the healing that you start will continue ongoing. So the best part is when a patient leaves the program, even though they're feeling so much better, they're just starting to heal. And week in and week out and month out, the disc will get stronger as it continues to heal and repair.
If you want to find out more, call this number, 412-906-9600. You can go to their website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. What's great, too, is that there's a 98% success rate, according to two different third-party research studies. We'll talk to Dr. Rafferty about that more. So if you're suffering from severe neck or lower back pain that goes down your arms and legs, you're dealing with sciatica, if you've been diagnosed with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc or stenosis, and you want to avoid spinal surgery, maybe you've had a surgery or two and the pain is back, there's still great hope for you. Get your complimentary MRI evaluation, no cost, no obligation for that evaluation to determine if you are a candidate for the program. Dr. Rafferty explained that earlier, and if you're just now joining us, I'll have him explain it once again a little bit later about how not everyone is a good candidate, but if you are, then you can be rest assured that that success rate that so many other people have had can be yours as well. Finally, fix your discs, heal your discs once again with intradisc neutrosis with the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. So, Doctor, how about if we bring Mike on with us now? Mike joining us. Mike, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Thanks, Mangino. Hello, Dr. Rafferty.
Hello, Mike.
Mike, you don't play the harp, do you?
I do not, no. I enjoy harp music, but I can't play.
Okay. Any? Are you musically inclined at all?
Not at all.
Okay. So tell us about your back pain and what happened and what you've been going through.
Yeah, so it my pain started off slowly, and really what was going on was there was a tingling and a burning feeling in my leg, a lot like it was asleep all the time. And it also started happening in my arm. My hand would just fall asleep and get the tingling feeling.
Oh, wow.
When I saw my PCP, told her about it, and she said, well, that's your spine. Let's get an X-ray. And the X-ray immediately confirmed that the vertebrae was out of alignment. And so I contacted Disc Institute, and they had me get an MRI as well. And it confirmed it in much more detail and that it was pressing on the nerve. And that's what causes was causing the pain in my extremities. And then the neck and the vertebrae, the lower back, it just had a nagging pain continuously. So, I contacted Disc Institute and got on the plan because, there's nothing better to invest in your own health. I'm jumping on this.
Yeah, that's a good point. How did it affect your life, having this pain?
So I wasn't able to, like, enjoy just going places, that type of thing. I never stopped doing things. I persevered through the pain, really. You know, it just continuous, and that's what the brain is thinking about is the pain. So in that sense, you know, it really played on me a lot.
I'm sure it did. Now, you said that as soon as you went to the doctor gets an X-ray, says what you're dealing with, and then your first inclination was to contact the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Why
Yeah, definitely.
Why?
You know, obviously, you'd heard, I've heard Dr. Rafferty on your show previously and heard about, you know, the things there. So I'm like, well, why not take the chance, you know, get the free evaluation? And sure enough, you know, it was plain and simple that I wasn't too far gone, all that, you know. So it was definitely, you know, worth my time to go see what if they can do it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't indeed a candidate.
That meeting where you're able to sit down and hear Doc explain how the body works, how the back works, and why he's able to help you. I've been able to sit in on that myself on an occasion. It's really eye-opening, isn't it? I mean, it really gives you a better understanding of how everything works and then gives you the great why for the believing that, yes, this makes sense. I'm going to move forward with this.
Oh, I agree. Sitting down with him and his staff, and they explained a lot of the vertebrae. I didn't even know what a disc was. You know, I just knew that my arm was going up there. You know, it really did make sense. And you know, them telling me about what the procedure is going to do, and I'm like, well, this makes sense. Let's move forward with it.
Yes.
And I'm very happy I did.
And so now, what would you say now? Where are you at this point?
So I'm done with the program.
Okay.
And I am doing a continual exercises and feeling good. My pain level is now at zero. I would say that my top pain was like around a 7.
Uh-huh.
And as I was doing the program, it would lower and lower. And I am now down to zero. I have
That's
not
fantastic.
Had any tingling in my arms or legs for a long time. I started the program, I believe, in March.
Okay.
And by May, I was, you know, feeling great. You know, more to do. But, you know, and the continual healing certainly needs to continue to happen. My pain level is at zero, and I'm so happy.
That is amazing. Hey, I went through and was a part of the program, 12 years ago now, Doc?
Yeah, it was about 12 years ago.
Yeah, one of the things I like to joke about, Mike, is when I start feeling better, I would sit in the chair like I'm doing now here at the studio, and I would start moving my hips and my back around and go, where did that pain go? Because I just can't find it, Mike.
That was nice.
You know, you just wonder, how did it happen like that? What just took place? And I'm just thankful that he was able to get my back to being healthy once again. And I'm sure that a thankful feeling is what you have all the time, too.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, it was confusing to me as to why this was happening, because I had no injuries. Going through it and talking through it and researching, I think it's my desk job for 30 years that, you know, was the source of my neck, you know, looking down all the time at the computer, that type of thing, and then sitting in a chair with the back. And it just, over time, it did what it wanted to do.
Right.
And,
wow.
Yeah, so we got it back to where it's supposed to be, and I'm feeling great.
Mike, one final thing for you. There are people who are listening right now that have experienced and are experiencing much of what you've experienced. What would you say to them?
Oh, I would say certainly go for the consultation. One, you'll learn a lot, and you'll find out if you are or are not a candidate. It has really changed, you know, my whole outlook now. I mean, I'm definitely happier, you know, and going through with no pain. I hid the pain, really, from everybody. But jump on it. That's what I would say.
There you go. Mike, thank you very much for calling in tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mangina. Thank you, Dr. Rafferty.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Mike.
412-906-9600 is the phone number for that free complimentary MRI evaluation. And, Doc, let's talk about that complimentary MRI evaluation. What's going on here? What's happening with this?
Well, you know, we do know that we can't help everybody. Not everybody's a good candidate. So we wanted it to be very easy for patients to find out if they were a good candidate. So we've decided that they can call the office, come in for a complimentary consultation so I can have one of my staff members gather the information I need to evaluate everything. They can bring their MRI with them on that appointment. If they don't have one, we can make arrangements to order one. And then I dig in and I evaluate all the information. I read the MRI. I evaluate the MRI. And then I'll let the patient know if they're a good candidate. And if they're not, a lot of times I'll try to make suggestions as to whether, a different route they might take.
Yes.
Because we can't help them.
Yeah, I remember you telling me one of the reasons why you decided to go the route of a complimentary MRI evaluation was that you even felt bad in the idea of charging for the evaluation for the few people that came to see you and that you weren't able to help, that you thought it was the best thing, the most fair thing to do is offer that up front and then let them have that understanding before they even start.
Yes, that was really something that was really important to me. I got to tell you, I feel bad, really, when I have to turn somebody away. And unfortunately, we do turn a lot of patients away. And, it just made it so much easier if they didn't, invest in the process to begin with. And, they were able to come in. It really didn't cost them anything except for their time. And like Mike mentioned, they'll learn some things, they'll understand some things. It's one of those things. I just like it to keep it clean that way and gives them an opportunity to not, it gives them the chance to get the evaluation without being concerned about the cost, et cetera.
412-906-9600 for the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Dr. Richard Rafferty, intradisc neutrosis. Find out more at the website, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. Our final segment with Dr. Rafferty is next on KDK Radio. Once again, Al Mangino with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Doctor, final thoughts on tonight's show?
Well, Mangino, I think it was a great opportunity to let patients know what we're doing at the Disc Institute. And like we said before, if you're tired of just pain management and things that are just designed to manage the pain but never fix the problem, give us a call. Give the office a call. Give us a chance to evaluate your MRI and see if you're a good candidate. And again, we set it up so you really don't have anything to lose.
412-906-9600 is the phone number. I mentioned earlier the 98% success rate according to two third-party research studies. Can you touch on that for a moment?
Oh, yeah. It was interesting because we're getting such great results, and we had so many patient testimonies, but we knew bringing something forward like this into the medical community, we had to have research. So we hired a third-party research company to come in, and we had kept statistics all along, and we just didn't, never really knew how to put them all together. But they're the ones that came back to us. They came in and they pulled files at random. They looked at our results. They came back to us, and they're the ones that told us that we had the 98% success rate. And then we did a second study because we had patients that were doing well years after the program. So they said, great, we'll do a durability study. So they called patients that had been out of the program for at least 3 years And they came back and said 96% of those patients reported being as good as, if not better than they were when they left the program 3 years earlier.
Remarkable.
So we were so excited when we had the opportunity to get all that feedback.
Get your complimentary MRI evaluation, no cost, no obligation for this evaluation either, to make sure that you are a great candidate for the program. 412-906-9600 is the phone number. The website is PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. The Disc Institute of Pittsburgh and Dr. Richard Rafferty. Doctor, always great talking to you. Thank you very much for the hour.
Mangino, thank you so much.
News is next.